You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Astros are about halfway through spring training, and things appear to be coming together a little bit. Let's talk to Brian McTaggart about all of that. I am Allison Sutter. Tags, the first thing I actually want to talk about is sort of non-Astros, but World Baseball Classic. So I was just in Miami covering that pool, and the United States is one of those teams. And so Alex Bregman is on that team, and late into the series, I said, I would like to see Alex Bregman get a little playing time because Josh Harrison and Alex Bregman had not appeared in a game yet. And I sort of reminded people that they are getting ready for spring training. They're getting ready. I mean, they're getting ready for their season. And then, lo and behold, AJ Hinch kind of had the same reaction to that. That's kind of the downside, I guess, to being a part of that team and not being a starter, right? I mean, Alex Bregman needs to get some at-bats at some point.
Yeah, I mean, he's been gone from the team now for 10 days, basically, and has one at-bat. So, you know, had he been here, he'd probably have, you know, another 20, 25 at-bats playing in the Grapefruit League games. And, you know, especially for a young guy like Bregman, who this is his first full Major League spring training, you know, those at-bats matter. So, yeah, I think Hinch was a little frustrated that Alex wasn't playing. And, you know, Jim Leland said a couple of weeks ago that Alex would play. And, you know, you don't expect him to start over, you know, Arenado or Crawford at shortstop, I guess, is where he's more likely to play at this point. But the fact that through 2.5 games he hadn't even been on the field, I think, was a little disappointing for the Astros. And, you know, and now they're through to the next round. So, you know, it could be another week if he doesn't play where he's missing a lot of at-bats. So not ideal for the Astros, but, you know, Bregman signed up for it, and they were supportive. So they're kind of at the mercy of Jim Leland and how they want to use him.
Yeah, it's a tough spot for Jim Leland to be in because there's all these outside factors that do factor into it, and that includes pitchers being on pitch counts, pitchers that have committed to their teams to only go X amount of innings, the importance of trying to win these games. And, yeah, there's no easy answer to all of that, but I guess we'll just hope that he gets some at-bats this next round. So moving on, Kevin Chapman was claimed off waivers by the Braves. I guess that's not like a big deal or a huge surprise. He was pitching for Team Canada, and I had kind of noted on our radio broadcast, he'd been in the Astros system for a while. He's one of Jeff Luna's first trades, and they got him from Kansas City. And so it's 5 years later, I guess they've kind of seen all they were going to see of him, so it probably wasn't some huge deal.
Yeah, he was out of options, so they kind of had to make a decision about him. I mean, they brought in a couple of left-handers in the offseason, T.J. Riefenhauser. They claimed Asher Tolliver off waivers to kind of give him that left-handed depth, serving the same role that Chapman's serving in. And, you know, he pitched a lot the first couple of years he was here. Last couple of years, limited to 12 appearances combined. So, you know, the Astros are still struggling for some left-handed depth in that bullpen. I mean, especially if Tony Sipp isn't pitching well, and, you know, he didn't pitch well last year, because it looks like now Sipp is pretty much the only lefty they're going to carry in their bullpen to start the year. You know, Riefenhauser and Tolliver haven't had good springs. They're not going to make the club. So they're still looking for that somebody with a left hand who can pitch in relief effectively to step up. And, you know, Chapman was just, you know, the guy was out of options. And, you know, the Braves, you know, makes sense for them. I mean, it cost them $25,000. So, you know, they got 2 weeks to take a look at him and see if he's better than anybody else they have in camp.
Now, A.J. Reed has made an interesting case for himself, and there's probably still no room for him on the opening day roster. You know, a year ago, they really had high hopes for him, and then he kind of struggled a little bit. But you kind of talked to A.J. Hinch about just the plan for how many pitchers the team is going to carry, and I guess maybe that means Reed could be the odd man out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if Reed would have hit like this last spring, he could have made the opening day roster. Maybe, you know, I don't know, that might have been too big of a jump. Tyler White ended up getting that spot at first. But, yeah, I mean, if you just look at the breakdown of the roster, they're pretty certain they're going to carry 13 pitchers, which leaves 12 position players. That means the backups are Marisnik, Aoki, Marwin on the infield, and you have McCann and Gattis behind the plate. There's no room for that next wave of guys. Including A.J. Reed and Colin Moran right there, swung a very good bat. Tony Kemp, Teoscar Hernandez, and Tyler White, who was on the opening day roster last year. If they carry 13 pitchers and they're healthy on the position player side, there's no room for those five guys. But, you know, we all know how this goes. I mean, underperformance and injury, things change. I mean, look at last year when second game of the year, McHugh goes out of the game early, and Michael Feliz comes in and throws, you know, a ton of pitches, and they have to send him down, and they bring up Devinsky, and he turns out being their pitcher of the year. So those guys are going to go to AAA. They're going to provide some depth, and they got to be ready. And who knows, maybe they can use them as trade chips down the road. But it is promising that AJ has come here, and his swing path is better. He's hitting the ball better. He would have had 5 home runs. He hit one right into the teeth of the wind one time. So he swung the bat very, very well. And even though he's not going to make the team, that's a real positive.
How does the team feel just about how things are going right now in spring training? I mean, Keuchel seems to be healthy. McCullers is putting in his work and seeing some results. So are things pretty steady as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, it's hard on the position player side because you were without, you know, those four core pieces to your lineup that are at the WBC. So you've
right.
seen a lot of the Morans and Kemps in game after game. But as far as pitching goes, I think they feel it's starting to come into place. I mean, McCullers made his second start of the spring on Tuesday. Keuchel is coming up on Friday with his second start in the spring. So it seems like, you know, those easing into those programs is kind of behind them now. And now they're about building up the pitch counts. Charlie Morton has looked very well. Musgrove has looked very good. And then Colin McHugh is through a live batting practice on Tuesday and without any issues. So he's suffering from some dead arms. So it looks like he could be now slotted into games. And all of a sudden, your rotation now is taking shape. And there are, you know, a lot of questions about, of course, Keuchel and McCullers at the top, and even Morton's coming off an injury, and McHugh with a dead arm. But knock on wood, if you're the Astros, so far so good. You know, everybody's healthy. But that's one of the reasons they want to carry 13 pitchers. It just is, you know, there's guys coming off injuries, and they want to have an extra arm in case, you know, a problem arises, and they need to slot Fires into the bullpen or do whatever they have to do. They want to have the luxury of doing that.
So the starting rotation, as it looks right now, like who would be that fifth starter?
I would say now, based on what we've seen, I think it would be Musgrove. I mean, he looks the part of a major league pitcher to me. I know that Hinch has been impressed with him. You know, he's got pinpoint control. I think he's pitching with confidence based on what he did last year. Fires, at his turn, skipped because of a sore hamstring. But I think they kind of know what Fires can do. And, I think they want to find a way to get both Fires and Musgrove onto the team. But if I were going to handicap it right now, I think Musgrove's got the leg up. I think he's got more upside. And I think they'd be more comfortable with Fires serving in that long relief role than he would Musgrove.
Okay, well, we're going to end this with a tweet from Bob Nightingale from the USA Today. So as we were talking about Alex Bregman needing more playing time, he is making his first start at shortstop tomorrow for Team USA. So
there you go.
We take it all back. So thank you very much. So everybody tune in to watch Team USA. It's been really fun. I know you've been watching some of these games. I've never been so riveted during spring training in my entire two-decade career which isn't saying much because spring training is not the most exciting time. But these games have been amazing. And I guess it's been really fun there seems to be a heightened interest in this year. I'm trying to figure out why. And I think there's a lot of young stars for every country that we're seeing. Have you been finding these games to be pretty entertaining?
Yeah, obviously the game in Miami on Saturday was, Dominican U.S. looked like it was, had the atmosphere of, Game 7 of the World Series. I was actually in Miami for Sunday night's game for a bit, the U.S.-Canada game, a little lackluster, but you got a tiebreaker from Mexico, the Italy-Dominican tiebreaker, no, the Italy-Venezuela tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Monday night, I was watching that in my hotel room and fighting not to fall asleep. And then when Miguel Cabrera hit the home run to tie it, and then they ended up taking the lead. I turned it off after 9 innings. But, yeah, I mean, I was, they were playing in an empty stadium just because Mexico was eliminated. But I was pretty riveted to see how that was going to go down and see if Italy could pull off the upset. But it has been a lot of fun. I mean, I would like to see more of the stars play, the Bryce Harpers and Mike Trouts and those guys, Chris Bryant. But the rosters are pretty stacked as it is right now. And, not only that, but I think watching teams like Israel and Italy do so well against these teams that have more major leaguers, I think that's what makes it intriguing as well, to see the underdogs come in and play so well.
Yeah, it's definitely so much fun in, from that respect. So, okay, Tags, thank you so much. Catch up with you next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.